Don't get shy now. Hello?
I'm shy.
I don't like your point, dog. You got me in here. You got me. You want to talk to me? What up?
I was just going to ask how your day's been.
Bro, I don't. What's
new? It's been
a good day. I got this nose thing. My head hurt. It cold.
This is not a pleasantries podcast.
I'm black.
Oh, that's not. Oh, wait. That's cool.
It Black History Month.
You got another.
About 30 extra days.
30 hours left.
Whatever, man. Anyway.
What are you doing with the extra leap year day?
The same shit I was doing in the first place. Nothing.
Damn, that's it.
Yeah, 29 days to party.
And celebrate and look back and reflect.
So what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to be like, oh, me, true day, oh my God.
I mean, you could celebrate any kind of way you want. That's up to you.
All right, what are you doing?
I'm here to support.
What are you doing? What is Chris doing with his extra day?
What's tomorrow? It's a work day, so I'm going to be working.
I mean, so is everybody else, I would believe, that has to work. Yeah.
That's kind of unfair. I think the 29th should be a holiday every 4 years because technically it doesn't exist. It's like not a real day. So we shouldn't have to work because the day is not real.
That's shouldn't have to work because the day is not real. Is that what you just said?
I did it. I stand by it. I'm trying to get us another federal holiday.
I guarantee it.
You got a 5-year warranty on that holiday. Speaking of warranty, man, my fucking dryer broke.
Okay, that was a random segue.
It doesn't make clothes hot anymore.
It
doesn't dry clothes. It doesn't get hot to dry the clothes.
Okay, that's better than it don't make clothes hot anymore. Because I think that's
sometimes you use it for that. You want a hot blanket in the winter, throw it in there for a while, and it's all toasty when it comes out. But I can't even do that anymore. I got to hang my shit up on a clothesline.
Oh. First off, as hot as it is in fucking Texas half the time, even though it's not hot today, because it's like freaking 50 degrees today.
It's 50 today. 90. It was 90 2 days ago.
Yes, it was 90 freaking
degrees in February,
and now it's 50 degrees.
And it's going to be 36 tomorrow night down here. So one more little cold snap, hopefully.
I don't like it. Okay.
Weird stuff, but yeah, so my dryer don't work. I'm like, what?
You don't want to dryer?
But it's one of those ones. I've had it. It's a Samsung, but it's been around for like 10 years, so it's on this last legs, maybe. But you could probably replace the heating element in there. It's probably like a $50 part, or I could buy a new one. So.
Well, did the warden go clean your clothes? She was like, "Chris, it's not dry." Is that what happened?
I do most of the laundry.
You do most of the laundry?
Yeah, I'm here most of the time at the house.
Domesticated ass Chris. Okay, I see. That's you doing laundry. Yes, there. It wasn't she gonna pull your have your balls in her purse. Man, that's crazy.
And that was the first thing that been had. Someone went to check on the blanket in the dryer, and it was still wet. The dryer was cold. So they don't even do air tumble.
They don't do none of it.
No, it tumbles. It moves around. It does everything, but it don't get hot.
It doesn't get hot. Oh, man.
But the hot part is the key element of a dryer, as far as I'm concerned.
I mean, I think dry is overrated. If you ask me what I want a dryer to do, I think it should tumble to dry.
That's like a less controversial opinion. I've seen a lot of people in 2024 come out against drying. Yes. They're more against the slow warm.
Yeah.
So you're not alone in that thought process. Exactly. So
just go in there.
I don't know if we'll buy another dryer or just go to hanging clothes on a tree.
Put that shit in there on the longest spin cycle you can put it on. Let it just be in its temperature dry.
Spin into a ball of wet cotton. Yeah. See how that works out. Okay, I'll get what is it? Hypothermia from sleeping in my bed with my fucking wet
blanket. Why are you washing your blanket? It's 90 degrees.
I mean, it's a very thin blanket. It's a comfortable blanket. until the summer where it's down to a sheet, but it's still comfortable right now at nighttime because it's still getting 40 degrees at night. I'm not sleeping when it's 90 in the daytime.
Being here, it'd be like 70 degrees at night, like 60 some degrees. You don't need a whole blanket for that. You just need a shawl or something or whatever they call them.
Yeah, that's basically what this thing is. It's a thin boy. It's not one of those fat boy comforters.
Oh, gotcha.
But sometimes after every you know, like 2 or 3 years, you gotta wash that thing.
So what that mean for you right now? Does that mean that you just go, y'all go sleep on a naked bed? What's happening? What y'all gonna do?
No, we're blessed.
You're blessed.
I only own one. I own more than one. Blanket,
I thought you were gonna say you own one or more dryer. Like, I was like, well, then what are we talking about?
No, I can just go. Let me swap it out for another blanket. So we were able to do a swap out. We hung it up and air dried it.
That's efficient, America. Yeah. I mean, Earth.
It saves some electricity, but ain't nobody got time for that. So we will be investing in something.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Be happy if you got a working dryer. Shout out to the working dryers out there.
Yeah, I mean, or maybe you just don't get a dryer at all. Just air dry it.
In
the summertime, that shit go get dry in minutes. You put it outside, put it on a little tree hanger thing, and then it'd be dry.
Okay, but you said I got domesticated. I ain't been domesticated enough to be out there with my basket on my hip with a bunch of clothespins and clipping that shit up to a string. This ain't the 40s or the 30s or the 20s or like 1971.
Doing that now. What do you mean 30s, 40s, and 20s? These people still do that. I mean, dryers are not in every home, everywhere else. It's just here. Like, you were just in Europe. You saw them people hanging their shit out there.
They have. Okay. Some people, yeah. Well, Europe is a third world country, so they still do that.
That's a bit much. Okay.
We invented things to make our lives easier. So we're going to use them. I ain't going back, bro. I was raised on clotheslines. I know I came from that. But I pulled myself up by my clothesline bootstraps and I got myself a dryer. I never looked back.
But you don't really need that. You just put it outside on a hanger. Put it in the microwave.
Okay. Put it next to a fire. When you start doing it, I'll start doing it. You first. I'll follow you.
I have a dryer right now.
What do you do with your clothes?
I put it outside, let them dry. I take them to the creek and let them wash.
Fuck you. You know, creek by your apartment.
I don't have. I'm telling you what I do. I go out here, put them in the creek, put them to wash. Also, okay, when you do laundry, what do you say? Because I've had this argument with several people.
What do I say? I'm usually by myself. I'm not saying anything to anybody.
I mean, when it's time for laundry, what is it that you say you're about to do?
I'm gonna do the laundry.
So why do certain sets of people say put to laundry? Why that doesn't make any sense to me.
No, I wholeheartedly disagree with that. Yeah, with my whole being, my entire body says no.
I'm
about to go put
to laundry. I'm putting this to laundry. I'm gonna put the wash.
I've heard putting this to wash. Okay,
putting the wash is the same thing. Like this, it still don't sound right. Still no. I don't understand the put the wash part. Like I thought it may be something you would know that put the wash.
Oh, that ain't my people thing, and it's not my part of the country. People, nah,
I think a south of the border thing. Put the wash. I'm putting the wash. Yeah, I don't get it. I also another one. Now you tell me if this sound right. May you go to the store? Does that sound right to you? May you help me?
Hey Jeff, may you. May you go to the store. Yes. May you do
something. Is that right?
That hurts my brain too. That exactly. Sound right,
so I had literally two different people, three different emails. Emails. So it's professional, right? Somebody said, "May you check this?" And I said to myself, "That can't be grammatically correct. What the hell is that on?" And then another person, a totally different person, sent an email. A different email, it had nothing to do with this email, and it said, "May you in it too." And I'm like, is that a new thing?
Is this a North Dallas thing?
Nortex? Maybe?
I've never heard anybody in email. Nobody's done that to me yet. May you do something.
May you see this correct.
No, I thought may is like, may I, not may you. Yeah. You say for a personal
I thought it was me. If anybody else has heard, may you do something, please let me know. Cause I'm just wondering.
I say, I know, like, can you or do you mind?
Yeah, those are all legitimate. Yeah, okay.
May you, who the hell are you interacting with?
I'm here. It ain't me. I'm telling you, these folks in these streets, man, it ain't me.
Yeah.
It was a professional email.
I'm gonna drop a may you.
You go outside and check on the dog. Is
right. May you go play in traffic. I would be much obliged if you would may you send this email to me.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, is it me?
Are they from out of the country?
Not at all.
Okay. It's not like the situation where some guy was telling me, oh, long back.
What?
You know,
what's a fucking long back?
Long part of the big back gang, the long back crew. No, he's like, long back. X, Y, and Z.
I think we had this conversation about long back.
Yeah. I told you this before. So it was like a long back.
What,
so
what are we talking
long
about?
Back. May you move your long back, heaven ass.
You got a long ass back. That's what we call girls with flat booties. You got a long ass back. Your back long. But okay.
Man, there's long backs and there's wide backs.
I thought you were about to say another W bag. I was like, this shit over. This whole podcast over. This is the end.
What's another W bag?
Don't be calling people W bags, bro. That's not right.
What's a
W bag? You trying to get me censored.
No, I'm trying to, I don't understand. Unless I'm missing something. Is a white back or what?
You trying to get me canceled.
No, tell me. It's between you and me. Nobody else listening. Just whisper it to me.
No, thank you.
Right, dude, sweet, nothing's in my ear. What's a W
back? What's the opposite of dry?
Oh, shit. I was like,
you're trying to get me canceled.
No.
This man
say
it to me. I will absolutely not.
Seriously, I was not thinking that because I don't think like that. So I was like, what? Is it a new term that I didn't hear before?
This man told me to say the whisper sweet nothing in his goddamn ear. Like, no, I am not doing it.
I was not on the same page as you. I thought it was
you thought it was something dirty. That's even worse.
Like, no, I thought you were saying something sexual. That's, like you were going somewhere else with the long back.
You're not making this better.
Okay.
Stop it.
I'm saying it was just totally out of left field.
Yeah. Okay. That's better. Jesus. No, I wasn't. Yeah.
This might get tell me. Look, now if you play this back without me knowing what was going to happen later, it sounds bad, but that's not what I was intending.
Oh man. Oh my God. I'm just going to say anyway,
I was at a loss. I was like, white.
This man said, white back, wide back.
Cause I know you don't like to talk about white people. So I was like,
I have never ever said I don't like to talk about. What do you mean talk about? You mean talk about white people like in a general sense, or talk about white people as in I'm checking them?
No, check white people when they fucking up.
Check shadow white person. What do you mean?
Not on here, not on the record.
What do you mean?
Don't be afraid. Anytime I'm saying fuck the police, fuck white people, you're like, I gotta edit that out.
You give me an example of when I didn't check a white person for doing something. You tell me when.
It's a lot of episodes I had to check, but yeah, you do it.
This man,
in real life, you're a real one.
You're not gonna do that. You're not gonna set this bomb off and walk away. It's not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen. Anyway,
no, you can check with the best of them.
Yeah. So anyway, man, anybody trying to get me to cancel this show forever with the wrong words? Golly, like,
oh shit.
But yes, but no, long back. Yeah, same thing. It and I know I say terms or things that because like there are several levels. There is cultural, regional, United States, other, right? Like how things are said. Cultural is because I'm African and I'm never gonna say it again. Black. Because I'm black. I might say things that a white person wouldn't say because it's cultural. Then because I'm from Memphis, I will say things that doesn't exist here. And because I'm black and from Memphis, there's a whole nother. So there's like these onion layers of when people, you know, have things to say. But, you know, I'm
Curbins on Curbins.
Who?
Oh, you didn't listen to the Glorilla, the Curbins on Curbins?
No.
The Cubans on Cubans. Man, oh, that's,
yeah, that's cool. Though. You know, I grew up around people who put Auroras in everything, but some of these people taking it to an existence that don't make sense. Like, Truman is definitely not a word. I don't care how you say that. Truman, they don't believe we Truman. That shit is not real.
Herman.
I don't know how you got Herman. Where did that come from? They don't think we Hermans out here. We Herman. Like, I'm sorry. That is not a word. Now, I,
one small step for man, one big step for Herman kind.
You are Herman. I'm a Herman, man. Treat me like an animal. I'm a Herman. No, but yeah, I don't. That's cool. Yeah, it'd be some things I'd be like, where did y'all get this fucking word from? Why did you add letters to this word? Like, if
yeah, it's interesting how regionally, yes, that regional language was turning into certain.
Some of it has historical preference, right? Like, dead serious. Some of it comes from historical preference. We all know that slaves were brought into the United States, 100%. There's parts of the United States where the language was evolved from the fact that they brought people who didn't speak English over to an English-speaking country, didn't teach them English, and then they had to fend for themselves. So language is evolved from necessity. I get that. But then there's this whole nother genre of shit devolved, because Herman ain't because we couldn't speak English. Herman is because you lazy. Didn't added letters for some reason.
Now that came, yeah, that definitely, yeah, came later. Because I don't think, like, in the 40s and 50s they're saying, man, what's Herman?
A Herman? You a Herman?
Herman,
what up,
monster.
What up, Herman? I mean, anyway.
But it's cool. Yeah. It's cool. I like the different stuff. It's funny how if you're watching stuff online, watching a video, and someone has, yep, that accent, and you look at the comments, you're like, damn, that's from Memphis. Yeah. I can tell. Like, you can just tell.
I'll be sending
how people talk. Like,
I'll be,
like,
sending that people videos of Memphis. Because, like, okay, because, and this is just for, and this ain't no hate on people from Memphis, because I know plenty of people from Memphis, lived there all my life.
No, but I, yeah, love that accent.
Not everybody has that accent, which is the reason why I send videos of people. Because the first thing that gets me going is when somebody says, man, you really sound country. And I'm like, no, let me show you what country sound like from Memphis. And I send them a video, and they're like, I couldn't understand, man, anything that was said in that video. And I'm like, that is country.
That's weird. They tell you that you sound country, because I don't get
which,
that at
which
all.
Which is weird, because depending on who I talk to, if I talk to somebody from, I mean, of course, people from the North are going to say I sound country. It's just the truth, because I don't say things the way they say it, and I have a slight draw, everything. But it'll be, people be like, I can understand it. Yeah, let me play you a clip, and then you tell me what they said.
There's way more country folks than you.
Yeah, I understand it. Great. Like, no problem. I can understand what they're saying. But most people are like, I don't know what was just said. Yeah, that's what, yeah, it sounds like.
When I show videos from Memphis folks to Sylvia, she's like, I can't hear the words. I don't know what they're saying. Yes. I don't understand it.
I do not understand the words that are coming out of your mouth. That is,
yeah, being fact. There for a while, I was like, oh, I can understand what they're saying. I can hear all the words.
You get used to it. I mean, we got friends from there that I still talk to that it does have the more Memphian accent, and I'm perfectly fine. I just don't sound exactly like them. I mean, there's reasons for it, but it's just how it is. Like, everybody don't sound the same. Some people sound more southern than others. Some people sound more northern than others. It's just different in where you was born.
But we all agree.
We all
may you and whatever other example you had are not legal. We don't.
Oh, yeah. Those, yeah,
we don't,
yeah,
do
that,
those.
That may you shit. That'll make no sense. Yeah, I don't. I mean, I had to run it past somebody else, because the fact that two separate people said it, now that's what threw me for the loop.
I want to know where they're from. If it's outside of Texas and they came from the same part of the country, or they're from like North Dallas, and people would be saying may you.
One, Texas. The other, maybe, oh, Louisiana.
Oh, the first thing I Googled it, and somebody on Reddit is like, on grammar, they're like, someone just emailed me with may you please.
Yeah.
Like, is this correct?
Yeah, I'm like, because when I saw it, the first person I saw it from, I was like, man, whatever. She just, whatever. Then the second time I saw it, I was like, is this right? It's making my brain hurt. Like, is this, are they not missing something?
Are they not Indian origin?
Indian? No. Okay. Indian people, I give a pass because not, okay.
Well, they got some different stuff that sounds normal, I guess, for their version of like how like English over there.
Yeah, this gonna sound racist, but it's a true fact. Indian people, I give a pass to on those type of things because when the English that they normally learn is not American bastardized English. It's normally the English, right?
Well, they also like they do just like. Spanglish speakers where they bounce back and forth between stuff. Yeah, so unique words and sentences, right? And grammar kind of arises from that stuff.
Yeah, true.
Because they've used English in ways I never heard before. And I'm like, wait a second, you could say word, you can do that in that order? And I was like, I understood what you said, but I never heard anybody ask me that before.
I think part of it is if you look at the structure, like I think I was watching a video about this the other day where it's like, if you look at the structure of how like people's native language is versus English, the structure is all kind of wonky for us. Like, it's really us that's the problem, but it's wonky. So it lends itself to,
and they apply their setup to English and kind of get the right
stuff out of order. Try to follow the same setup, it don't work. Like, you know, like go look at Spanish is ass backwards. Everything in a Spanish sentence is reversed of ours, so it's really, really backwards. So I can see why people don't get that shit ahead of time.
Yeah, it's confusing to me, but yeah, we're the odd man out, it seems, on a lot of shit.
Big fact.
Man, did you see this robot patrolling Lowe's? I know you don't go to the hardware store, you ain't got a reason to, but so some of these fucking autonomous robot machines with cameras and shit on them are driving around parking lots these days.
At Lowe's?
Yeah, and they got the authority, they're deputized. They can arrest you and like tase you and kind of shock you until authorities arrive and check you out.
And fucking Deputy Doofy in this mug. Okay, fine.
Yeah. Yep. And they'll come get you, and they're supposed to alert the regular humans if they see something kind of out of normal. Yeah, they're gonna alert the Hermans. But they tell someone if it's not normal, like, "Hey, man, you look like you're peeping around the cars. You look like you can't afford that piece of lumber you got carrying out of the store."
Yeah.
And then they'll like tackle you and tase you and run you over.
I don't think the robot will tackle you and tase you. I'm almost certain it doesn't happen.
Well, maybe that's version two.
I'm not saying it is not too far behind it. I'm just saying the likelihood of it happening now is very low.
It's kind of weird though. But instead of an automatic, you know, floor sweeper like they got at Walmart, they got a security droid, R2-D2 looking ass out here at Lowe's patrolling the parking lot. Save money on a security guard, I guess. So you cool with the machines doing this and taking a security man's job?
Fuck them security guards. I guess, yeah.
Unemployment go up, but fuck them security guards. Quote from Jeff. I never had too much problem with the guards. They never fucked with me.
No. I'm just being funny. I mean, at some point, eventually, the future is a whole bunch of shit being autonomized because Lord knows nobody wants to spend money to do anything that has to do with humans. Yeah, we just know that. So,
Are they going to make RoboCop?
I don't know. Just put a damn automatic turret out there and shoot the kill. Yeah, anybody, if you're stealing some shit, shoot them.
There's no innocent until proven guilty. There's just dead until proven innocent.
Yeah, like, hey, you stole that. Blah, 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 blah. Let them go.
If I think you look like you're doing something funny, you just get shot by a turret. the robots have no feelings.
Yeah.
I can see that in the next 3 to 6 years, possibly. The Walmart droids just capping
off. Man, that'll be, dude, you're talking about the worst place that they can be used is fucking Walmart.
Oh, those machines, they'll have a battle with those machines. They'll run a fade on that fucking robot.
Yeah.
But they'll probably test it out by replacing the old people at the front with like a robot.
Man, don't replace the old people at the front.
Give me your receipt, please.
Danger, Will Robinson.
Yeah, you got to hold it up to his fucking laser and scan your shit on your way out. Man, it's going to be interesting. Dang, interesting times ahead.
Yeah. Interesting indeed. That's ridiculous.
I think people will like it if they make him look more human than robotic.
That's the uncanny valley. I'm pretty sure we had a whole episode on this before. But that's the uncanny valley for me. It's like, why make him look so human? I get the need for robots. I get the need for AI. I get the need for some of these things because we got more people who want to do different things instead of being under a desk or doing a minimum job. But why do we always got to put a face on it? Like, why do we have to make it look like us? That's the part that starts to make me.
Well, that seems like it's the road to trying to make them blend in and replace, or just like be indistinguishable from people.
Right.
So there must be two lines of people. Like, somebody wants the robot to blend in and you can't even tell it's a robot. Other folks want to make an R2-D2 type of robot or a mech from Star Wars, where obviously it's a robot and it's your helper and it's your buddy, but it always looks like a weird machine or something. Like, they don't have to have two arms and two legs. That's just a human thing. We could make it look like anything we want.
I got a question. Is there a fucking robot behind you throwing dishes? God damn.
Oh, that came through.
That's a good microphone. There's a one back there, like, I'm going to make him some dinner. God damn it. Like,
that's like a commercial kitchen out there. Maybe there's a line cook
down. How many pots is she using right now? Literally.
Every burner on that stove.
Man, I'm like, dude, is your studio 3 feet from the kitchen? Man, Jesus.
These walls in this house are thin right now.
Do you have walls at all? Honestly, I'm like, man, who the fuck making peanut butter jelly sandwiches so hard back there?
Peanut butter and jelly. I think someone's beating the meat, like smashing that chicken.
Like, I was like, it sounded like you in the episode of the bear back there. I didn't know what was happening. I was fearing for your life for a second there, making sure you are.
No, I'm not the one. I'm not the one getting beat. It's that chicken tender. I mean, it's that chicken breast.
Wait, why are you beating chicken tenders?
Well, like, not the tender, the chicken breast. You know that sometimes they're like 4 inches thick. You got to beat them till they're thin.
So they what you talking about?
You never seen a big ass chicken breast? It's like 4 feet thick.
No.
I saw them at the stores, and sometimes you got to beat them flat.
What?
What are we talking about? You never flatten your meat out.
No, I can't say in any point in my life do I remember flattening my meat out ever.
Okay, you don't have one of those smashers that's like a hammer with like the
a mallet? Yes. Okay.
Yeah, you got one of those. What do you
have? Have I ever had a mallet? Yes. What have I ever smashed in my meat out? Absolutely not.
Why are you saying it like that?
Me? I'm not saying it like nothing. You're the one who said it.
No, this you man said, have I ever smashed?
An actual question.
Yes, but the way you said it, though, have I ever smashed my meat out flat? Like, it just didn't sound right when you rephrased it using my exact words. So... Please rephrase the sentence using your own word, just like in school, like they made you do.
I can't, because you're
There's nowhere else. There's no other way to say it. May you please smash out your meat flat.
Oh my God. Okay, sure.
Mother, may I smash out the meat?
I mean, this brings a whole new meaning to put the lotion on the skin. I mean, it does what it's told type thing, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, all I said was I'm not smashing the meat out with a mallet. That's not a good time.
Hey, it could be a good time, but it's gonna be the last time. Jeez Louise.
Okay, I don't think it'll be the last time, because you know there's that fetish, right, where the guys like to be stepped on and shit with high heels and ball. It never went away. Like, there's some dudes still out there doing it. I don't understand. Like, I get a little foreplay, a little choke. I get it. A little choke. A little cough.
A little choke. A little light asphyxiation.
But if you smashing my meat, it ain't.
that's a step too far.
Like, if you're turning my meat into a smash burger, we got problems. We got issues.
No.
Yeah, that's the only way I can get put into some buns. I don't want them buns, man. The buns is horrible.
You're like, next, Never mind.
Nope. Good. But yeah. But there's some dudes still like that. I'm not hating on anybody who like it, because honestly, if that's your thing, that's your thing, dog. Do your thing.
We're a fetish positive podcast.
I mean, yeah, pro fed guy. If that's what you want to do. I don't know. But
you made me think of a smash burger. I haven't had one of those in a long time.
I'm eating them all the time. I mean, they're a little overrated.
I mean, I just like burgers. I need to get on my griddle and smash some meat myself.
Obviously the warden be cooking your meal. She's probably cooking you some like alfalfa sprouts and some fucking wheat and hay and barley in the
toilet and shit. We don't do white meals like that.
You don't do white meals?
My meals are seasoned through and through.
You can season whey and barley? You can season it. Put some salt and sugar on it.
Yeah, what do you put on wheat and barley?
You put on whey. I said whey and barley. Well, I did say wheat and barley first time. Whey and barley. You can put some sugar on whey. I'm pretty sure you can put sugar on whey and eat it.
Man, speaking of like some food, man, I had some collard greens with, not collard greens, shit. I had shrimp and grits the other day. They were spicy and they were so fucking good.
That made no sense. You said I had collard greens.
Well, then I was thinking,
I had shrimp and grits.
It's not the same food, but I was thinking, because I had collard greens from this restaurant before, and I had shrimp and grits most recently, and I was thinking of just like Southern seasoned, good home cooking like that, and then the collard greens just came out, because I think I want some collard greens. I haven't had them in a long time, so it just popped in my mouth. Sometimes my mouth talks before my brain thinks of the whole.
Oh, we know that. That's
true.
100% facts. We know that.
But I was thinking that the shrimp and grits with the spiciness might be something you'd be saying, no, you can't do that. You're not allowed to make it spicy.
No, you can make it spicy if you want to. I don't like shrimp and grits spicy. I really don't love shrimp and grits in the first place. I really don't love shrimp and grits with extra added spice. There's plenty of people who eat it with like grits and Tabasco and stuff, so it ain't.
Oh, this was like serrano peppers and stuff like that. It wasn't.
Oh, no, y'all added some shit. No, that's good. No.
I didn't make it. It was in a restaurant. It was a restaurant.
Oh, well, that restaurant should be shut down and never opened again.
See, I knew you were gonna hate on it, but we're gonna take you there next time you're in town. We'll hook you up.
I'm never coming back ever.
Damn. Fuck.
Yeah. Never ever. No, especially you've been taking me to a serrano pepper house.
You'd be like, they're bastardizing my food.
Yeah, I'm good.
And there ain't a dark person in that restaurant making collard greens and shrimp and grits.
I'm pretty sure there's not. It's in San Antonio. It's brown people.
It's in Lakey.
Oh, it's definitely all white people. Sorry. No, I'm definitely not going. I'm definitely not going to that.
And it's the fanciest restaurant in town, too. So, you know, when they take fancy and they try to reinvent some stuff, they might go off the books a little bit. Against the historical rules of the dish, do a little fusion.
Yeah, I'm good. See, that's the kind of shit I'm talking about. Like, you can't make it good. You got to make it your own way.
I mean, it came out good. Now, I don't know what when I was in Memphis, I didn't eat grits. I should have been eating grits because I'd be able to tell, you know, what they're supposed to taste like. I just know whatever this was, it tasted good, but it's probably a bastardized version of what you're expecting it to be like. So I got to take you there. I got to find out, get your firsthand opinion.
Mm-hmm. About
the shrimp and grits. What they did to it.
They
you know, like that, you know that picture from The Godfather? That meme from The Godfather? Like, they killed my boy. I imagine you being like that over the food. Like, what the fuck do you do to my shit?
Yeah, I'm a purist when it comes down to stuff like that, for sure. So, no thanks. I don't want serrano peppers in my gumbo and shrimp and stuff. I don't want that. That's nobody wants that. Like, do you like cornbread?
Yes.
Do you put corn in your cornbread?
No.
That's what people do here. They put corn nuggets in there.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I've never had that before. Shit.
I'm like, it is a Texas. It has to be a Texas thing. It has to be.
They don't do that down here. That must be a Dallas thing. That's weird.
No, I'm pretty sure that's a Texas thing. Because then the further south you go, y'all be putting in Mexican spices and make it called Mexican cornbread. So Y'all, this state be putting shit in their
coffee. Yeah, we are a fusion state for sure, but I've never heard the fucking corn nuggets in the cornbread. It's cornbread because it's cornmeal, but you don't have to put corn in the cornbread.
Man, the people here is like, you're supposed to put corn in there. Why? Why am I putting corn in it?
Did you slap him across the face and be like, you're fucking up the whole idea of this?
I politely said, no, thank you. I will not eat it.
Oh, like, you didn't even try it?
It has fucking corn nuggets in it.
But you are a purist. You're like a full blood. No. Like you're not about like even anything different. You don't want to try it.
Okay, cornbread. I haven't actually had cornbread in a minute, actually. Cornbread is one of the things where I want that shit to be like I remember it. Some Jiffy cornbread mix in a bowl, mix it up, put it in a pan, eat that shit. Eat it with butter. Eat it all day.
That sounds good. I have a box of that Jiffy shit in the closet. I just haven't made it.
In the closet, not the pantry? Well,
no, a closet is a pantry for food. I mean, no, a pantry is a closet for food. It's the same thing as a thing with a door on it. So it can be, why can't it be a closet?
It's not. I mean, you could call it whatever you want, honestly, because if I'm not mistaken, like pantry is a southern term, I think. I'm not 100% sure. I don't know for sure, but
you're gonna say it's a slave term or something. Like you're gonna give me the history of the word pantry.
I mean, I could give you the history of the word pantry, but I don't really know it. I have to look it up. But yeah, I if I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong. I think pantry is a southern term. I mean, there's different words for
no. Pantry is a French word from the pan.
Le pan.
French for bread, because I guess you used to put your bread in there.
Yeah, that's bread. Yeah.
But another word we stole from the French.
We steal so much shit from everybody else, so they ain't nothing new. Le pan. Okay.
So it says here, pantries can also be called closets, food closets.
Food closet. Yeah, I've heard it before.
No, I just made that up.
No, I've actually heard somebody say food closet.
That same person said, may you go get my bread from the food closet. Person said,
may you get something. Sure. Yes. 100% fact.
But I mean, I'm going to start calling it a food closet in conversation, see if anybody notices.
A refrigerator is just a food closet? Is it not? Is this a cold closet?
It's a cold food closet. Yeah, that makes sense. That's all it is. I co-sign that. Cold food closet. Can you get my drink out of the cold food closet? That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, we're redefining English right now. We're doing our own regional dialect.
We doing English. Anglo-Saxon. No? Okay.
Oh, yes.
That's
favorite. Your favorite is Anglo-Saxon? I knew you were a buddy.
Do you not know? Do you know what Anglo-Saxon actually means? It don't mean what we use it for.
Some guys, some Protestant
religion. It's a group of religious people who moved on. But we use the term Anglo-Saxon when we describe everybody when they're white, but it means something very specific. But we just, are you Anglo-Saxon?
I never met an Anglo-Saxon.
Yeah, most of the people I've met are not Anglo-Saxon.
I haven't seen that on the hierarchy form or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
You call that thing?
But I bet you've been called an Anglo-Saxon before.
Maybe I've seen people referred to as derogatory term as Anglo-Saxon.
Yeah, exactly. But it literally means something.
I mean, you're too fucking white.
You're whiten them up. You whiter than corporate.
When I hear Anglo-Saxon, I think fucking pilgrims. I think Amish. I think people
white as hell. You Anglo-Saxon. You from Mount Cocket. From the you bathe in the waters of Lake Minnetonka. You white as hell.
Blank Google sheet looking at.
I mean, seriously, but yes. No, thank you. I'm good. I don't want to call nobody anything wrong. I'm sorry. It's not a food podcast, by the way. Don't put corn.
But don't do that, though.
Yeah, no.
If that was brought to a potluck, I would take a small slice and give it a bite. I'm going to see. Nah. I'm curious. I'm by corn curious, but I wouldn't do it in my own recipe at the house, though.
I'm going to tell you, though, if you want to play roulette,
food roulette,
yeah, go to a potluck with a bunch of white people.
Damn,
you're good. You want to play roulette, there you go. That's roulette. That is roulette to its finest. I mean, not saying that people, other colored people don't, I just find it funny because potlucks at an office can bring some mixed reviews, to say the least.
I like to see people's interpretation of mac and cheese and other dishes like that. And like, what? This is how this person cooks at their house? What the hell?
I know.
What I tell you a lot of coworkers, their dishes are big volumes.
What I don't get is the... what I don't get is the five cardinal sins. Number one, like you said, there's particular items that you make and people make differently, and you can tell if they can cook or not. Macaroni and cheese is definitely on that list. The other one is potato salad.
Oh, yes.
Man, potato salad is unbelievably
ridiculous. I learned about it through the internet, about certain sects of the white people putting raisins in potato salad. I've never seen this in my life in person.
Why?
I guess I've been blessed to avoid the raisins.
Why would people? I don't understand putting a fruit in a potato salad. And same thing with like chicken salad. Like, why is there nuts and grapes and raisins and shit in here?
The chicken was fine without all the extra shit.
Dude, it's only supposed to be chicken and mayo.
Maybe not everything mustard. Is supposed to turn into a salad.
Yeah. Just putting everything in there that makes no sense.
That's a food crime.
I don't get it. So chicken salad, macaroni and cheese, potato salad. Green beans is another one. Do you eat green beans?
Yes.
I ain't finished yet.
With walnuts?
If you say you eat green beans with walnuts, I'm going to cut you out.
No, wait. Yes, because there's a restaurant. That's how they make them. There's a restaurant we go to that they make the long.
That's different.
They make the long beans with walnuts.
Yeah, no, I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about regular ass green beans cut up with fried onion crisp on them and shit like that.
Fried onion crisp?
Yeah.
And that's it? Onions and green beans?
Whatever, like putting fucking cream salad on top of it. Like, just the most random thing.
Yeah, that's doing too much. That's doing stuff that doesn't need to be done.
Yeah. I think the last one for me is sweet potato.
How do you mess that up?
Do you eat sweet potato casserole?
Casserole? I don't. And we just have like sweet potatoes on the plate. Just like eat sweet potatoes. Just
yeah, whole sweet potato. Okay, yeah. But you ain't had a casserole where they mush it and then they put it into a dish and they recook it.
No.
Okay. Oh, absolutely hate it. However, I don't understand why you would put nuts, marshmallows, and shit on top of.
The only time, I guess, is it potato, sweet potato, I don't know what the name of it is, that treat, that dish around like Thanksgiving.
Sweet potato pie.
But like, no, it says yams.
Yams. I guess candy yam.
Okay. Candy yams, that's what I'm thinking of. Is that also done with sweet potatoes or is it always yams? Is it yam or sweet potato?
No.
I don't know.
I'm going to die on this hill because I know I've gotten into arguments multiple times on that. A yam is a yam, a sweet potato is a sweet potato.
That's why they had different names.
Yeah, we crossed them over just because, but yes, go ahead.
When you said nuts and marshmallows and all this shit, the only thing I know is that thing with the cream on it and marshmallows and the yams and like some cinnamon or whatever the hell they put, but I don't know no kind of sweet potato casserole dish with all that shit on it.
I mean, it's basically very similar. Same. Yeah, the same thing as that. Just
no one's supposed to have it. You don't want to have it at Thanksgiving. I don't know about a year-long dish of that being served. At least not in my neck of the
woods. Normally find them around Thanksgiving, and that's your normal time. However, there's people who eat it, you know, year-round. Like, there's nothing wrong with eating, like, sweet potato mash any time. You know, you can eat it at any point.
I like it. Oh, I like sweet potato mash.
Yeah. So
Beat the meat flat and beat the sweet potatoes up. Whisk them up, put them on my plate.
Man, you and your meat beating has got to go. But yes,
there's a term for it. What is it called? Like
masturbation?
No.
Oh. Wait, what are we talking about? You no, said a about, term for it.
No, beating the meat in the kitchen. I mean, that's masturbating in the kitchen, but I'm talking about the flattening of the meat mallet
practice. Beating the meat in the kitchen.
Like, when you flatten out a piece of meat, when you tenderize, that's what it is.
Oh, that's what I do. It. I'd be doing that on Saturday night. Tenderize
your meat.
Let me see that. Let me tenderize that meat right quick.
May you tenderize this.
Yeah, so I.
Yeah, man, ask nicely.
Yeah. May you damn. Tenderize the meat.
Tenderizer. That's the proper term. So she was tenderizing the chicken patty, not beating the meat of the chicken. So
I mean, that would be.
Are you one of those people that says we're having meat or we're eating like chicken? Like a distinction? Wait.
Say that again?
Like, some people refer to meat as, like, only beef. You're talking about meat, you're talking about beef.
Uh-huh.
And if you have chicken, they say, okay, we're having chicken, we're not having meat.
Like chicken is fucking meat! Like, who the hell told you this?
I can't remember who did it, but...
Hey, you can't remember?
There's people that talk like that, like, oh, I'm eating meat, but oh, I'm eating chicken. Like, it's two distinct things in their dialect, how they talk.
Okay, I think I was watching something about that where it said how we came up with the names of certain things. Like when you say, I'm going to eat. Okay, so if you were eating a slab of a pig, what would you call it?
I guess pork?
Okay.
Something like that. Or,
yeah, okay. If you were eating a slab of a cow, what would you call it?
Steak, beef.
Okay. Like so it's weird that did you know that chicken is the only meat? Well, not, I don't think it's the only fish too. I think it's like the only one or two meats that when we say what it is, it's the same as what it is.
Oh, yeah, I'm eating cow.
Like, yeah, you're like, I'm going to get this, let's go get this cow real quick. You say, I'm getting this beef. You say, I'm going to get this pork.
This burger.
Chicken.
There's like 50 different things you can refer to that come from a cow, and then chicken. Yeah. Like, I eat chicken. I just eat chicken.
Exactly. I eat chicken. Yeah, y'all chicken. Fucking, let me see that chicken.
You blew my mind. I gotta say, I'm eating pig tonight. I'm eating pork. I'm eating bacon. Yeah. I'm eating this. I'm eating that. I'm eating ribs.
I eat that swine. I eat that chicken.
I mean, you can say the only thing you can say is wings, or I'm eating those chicken feet.
I mean, okay,
but it's still chicken wings. It's still the word of the animal. I don't say I'm eating cow burgers.
Right. When you say beef. Or you say, you go cow, beef, burger. So there's like three layers. But with chicken, it is chicken, wing. There's no third layer, if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let me get that chicken wine.
Give me that drumstick.
Yeah. Anywho, do you like flats or drums?
I'm a flat.
Man, that shit gross as hell. You like sucking them balls, boy? No. No wonder you like to beat your meat in the kitchen.
I don't suck them bones, man. I nibble on them and I tear the shit off. I get it out there. But flats, something about it. Like, I like to mix it up. Like every like go two flats. Give me a drumstick. Let me go back to a couple flats. Like,
I don't want flats at all.
You want all big boned drumsticks?
Big boned it.
There it comes back. There's the big bonedness.
Big boned it. First off, you know me. I don't really like the bone, but if I have to, I more than likely will only eat if it's a drummy. Like, pretty much 9 out of 10 times, I'm only going to eat it if it is a drummy.
Now, you watch food reviews. You see people, you know, do reviews on chicken wings and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could suck the meat off the bone like some people.
I don't want to talk about it.
Because I see, like, because they get every, it looks like they enjoy it so much. Like, they get every piece of that, like, in one fucking bite.
Man.
And then I go to it, and there's stuff on the edges, like at the tips of the bones and stuff that, like, I leave that part, some of it, because it's just like nasty, fatty, or it's like not fat, but like the gelatinous, tough stuff, or like the rubbery shit. Mm-hmm. And these people just suck it down to a white, empty bone. I'm like, how do you do that?
I can't do that shit.
I can't eat the whole thing. I just want the meat.
I don't understand how that's good. Like, nothing shows me like, oh, this is what I want to eat. I never understood that part.
is it the pieces of the random shit on it that make it nasty to you, or just hold the bone and stuff?
I don't know. You're talking if I was to suck the meat off?
No, wait. Like, well, why you don't like sticking on the bone?
I don't like chicken on the bone because I grew up in a house where my father didn't eat chicken. Like, he didn't like chicken at all. So when I grew up, I didn't eat chicken a whole bunch. So I didn't get the ferocity of, you know, sucking down meat from a
you
bone
like
a
animal.
Yeah, I was hermit. So I ain't do it. So now, part of the reason why I won't eat it is because I don't like the what it looks like when it touches the bone. I don't like the gristle. I don't like the stringy bits.
Yeah,
so I like the finger. I like the finger of my chicken and pull it apart instead of
sucking the bone. You like the chicken nugs and the stuff that's pure meat. Reconstituted meat.
Yeah.
Even though if you see how it's made, it's nastier than eating straight off the bone because it's all put back together in a blender and glued together, which is cool though because I eat the same shit, but. I like that, and I'm still a proponent. I can support you if you're about paying to eat what you pay for and not leaving that bone on the table. I like that.
Yeah, not my cup of tea sucking on bones.
Out for Jeff.
Yeah, I want that bone out. I want that. Man, you used to be in my group, dog. You used to be the, I don't want no bones in my meat. I want to eat all my
meat. I was like, give me a fork, give me some nuggets, give me some of these boneless wings. Like, I don't want to get my hands dirty, and now I'm all about like, I throw down, boy. Come down here now. You'd be like, who are you?
I can believe that. Man, eating vegetables and sucking bones, beating his meat and shit.
I'm a whole new man.
I don't know you anymore. That's crazy.
You can come down here and get to know me. Meet me somewhere.
No, thank you. I will advise myself not to do that. Thank you. Well, thank you.
Anyway. I'll take you to thanks get for some, the invite, though. Some white person shrimp and grits. Let's go.
Man, I'm good. That's fine. That's fine.
Oh. Clomita is ready, so you need to put a number on this podcast, do an intro to this podcast. And
what's a Clomita?
A Clomita, not Clomidia. No, Clomita is Spanish for some eating some food, man.
Dude, I don't think that's what that means at all, actually.
Comida. Let's go.
Oh.
Let's eat. Anytime I say some Spanish, it don't sound like that.
Wait, so does she actually say Comida? Kumar?
No, sometimes she can't. No, but she made the motion like a spoon, like she did the curry motion, like eating it up.
Okay, she didn't. This happened the last time. You saw her move a spoon, and you immediately hopped up. And then the first thing that happened was, oh, it ain't ready yet.
I have been beckoned. It's ready. She was already chewing some stuff, so I know
this man here is ridiculous. Anyway, I guess it was
197.
Can I finish? Jeez. Episode 197 Mainstream Podcast. I think we made it 50 minutes or so. This man jumping off because he got to eat some food. All right. Thank you for listening. All right. I guess you can be free now, Chris.
Good night and good luck. Get your DoorDash. Have fun.
Beat your meat.
Flatten it out.